In this week's Cut Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. This is part one of a two-part series on new provisions for the Cotton Marketing Assistance Loan Program. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In particular, dealing with outside storage and the loan eligibility of cotton, this was largely a Texas Southwest phenomenon where those huge crops certainly exceeded the capacity of the warehouses. There have been issues about the attempts to move cotton to place it into a better position in terms of shipping in a timely manner. We know that in a export-oriented market, getting those timelines, meeting a shipping date when you have to get containers and ships and vessels and all that sort of thing lined up can be very difficult.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
That says that cotton that's in a area where there is an insufficient quantity of in-house storage can, on a case-by-case basis, be considered for outside storage. Of course, the focus of this, again, would be in the Southwest. It limits the time allowed for cotton stored outside to be receiving storage credit from USDA, so it clearly puts an incentive to move cotton inside. It further allows cotton that has been stored outside to be moved to another warehouse where it can then be eligible for warehouse credit when it's stored inside.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
That process will be called the transfer of cotton while it remains under loan, and that cotton moved in that manner would be eligible for storage credits for up to 75 days. Presumably, the merchant community would be interested in using this in order to consolidate cotton for ready shipment in large quantities in the export market.
This is Cut 4, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
I believe all segments contributed to the success of a unified position, and I think they will be served well by these new rules. We should be clear, though, there's further work to be done in this whole area of cotton flow and shipping, and I'm confident that we can draw upon this unified position and new spirit of cooperation in addressing these issues to continue to improve efficiencies in the entire flow system of U.S. cotton.